The Burlington Business Association hosted a parking summit in partnership with the City of Burlington Wednesday morning that focused on parking issues in the city. It included a presentation on Burlington's current parking situation, updates on its parking garages, and a keynote from a national urban planner and parking expert. Business Association Executive Director Kelly Devine says the summit was an opportunity to hear feedback from a targeted group of stakeholders about what is working, what could be done better, and plan for a more efficient parking system.
We know for people that don't visit Burlington often, one of the problems that they perceive is that there isn't enough parking. It may just be that they can't find the parking, because studies we did in 2011 showed that actually even during peak times, there are parking spaces available. One thing we know from our research is that we're really not managing our parking assets efficiently. So at any given time, there are available spaces, but they're not serving the needs of the people who may want to park in them at that time because they're either inconvenient or they're not priced properly or people can't find them.
According to the City of Burlington's website, there are over 4,000 public parking spaces in the city. Community and Economic Development Office Assistant Director for Economic Development Nathan Wildfire notes that the summit set the table for potential policy changes to regulate and manage parking.
At peak demand time in the City of Burlington, about one-third of our parking spaces are vacant. But you'd never know that because you have a really hard time finding them, accessing them, understanding how to pay for them. Our system is extremely inefficient. What ends up happening is there's always this perception that we need to build more parking. But if we have around 1,800 spaces vacant at peak demand time, perhaps our problem isn't having enough parking. It's quite frankly using the parking we have already more efficiently.
Wildfire adds that the majority of visitors to downtown Burlington arrive by car, and it is economically crucial to deal with an outdated parking infrastructure.
If we're not critically looking at parking, making it more efficient, easier to use, quite frankly, making sure the revenues that are come in are being reinvested in upgrading our facilities, if we're not doing that, we're running the risk of turning business away, turning away shoppers. We also run the risk of creating a less affordable city. Every time that we're requiring or developers choose to build what we would consider unneeded parking, that cost means it's a more expensive office to rent, it's a more expensive house to buy, it's a more expensive apartment to live in.
Discussions included parking as part of a larger transportation management system, pricing, zoning, and housing development. The Burlington Business Association will post video excerpts from the summit on their website later this week. A link is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.